raised Roman Catholic, so it takes me back and up into a cloister somewhere. I mean, I go into another space altogether.
What happens to music when it gets old? Like, really old? Sometimes it ages well, like Mozart, Bach, Elvis. But other times, music loses its flavor and kind of fades. And then there's early music, which has actually done a little bit of both kinds of aging.
Well, it has a very exclusive following, I guess. You know, people either... it's very highbrow kind of music, I guess.
Early music, and yeah, that is what it's called, used to be like a pathway to the spirit, to God. Now it's become the fodder for otherworldly film soundtracks.
A lot of this music was commissioned by like a court-appointed composer for the church and for special occasions.
I think that people enjoy it when they hear it in films and such, but I don't think that they really... I think that the audience who actually comes to listen to it outside of that setting is very small and exclusive.
From the church to the cinema, so it goes. Does that make the music less sacred? Less meaningful? Maybe. But that's to be expected with any music that's half a millennium old. This music is before classical, before Baroque. It comes mostly from the Middle Ages and the Renaissance in Europe, and it's actually going through a bit of a revival these days, so you might have heard of it. But not everyone has. Like all music, early music tends to draw a certain crowd.
So I think a lot of kind of New Age, people into meditation stuff have discovered it, and they like it, because that was what the music was intended to do.
I would say musicians, and probably older folk.
Why does old music draw old people? Okay, so maybe they just feel it more, like they appreciate the meditative nature of it. But after an early music concert at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C., I asked some of the older audience members how the music affected them.
It's sort of suffering.
I have my eyes, even though my daughter is singing, so I was watching her for a while. I do close my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh no, and it just carries you if you let it.
Yeah.
It's transcendent.
They see the music as an escape from the mortal coil, without the whole dying part. But for the younger audience, it's different. They still find in it a kind of escape, but not to heaven or the cross. Instead, it's to a place more like Middle Earth.
Actually, our choir master did the first CD of Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And young people make up a large portion of this choir. I figured they were really spiritual or something. Actually, it seems more like they just stumble into it.
Actually, because I broke my arm, and so I couldn't play piano, and so my mom, we live across the street from the cathedral, so my mom enrolled me, and like, we had no idea about church singing at all, and it's just become this huge passion.
Once you sing it, and you love it.
And that's the hook. They pick it up once, and that's enough to keep early music going. Until the next generation, at least. Credit should go to the members of the National Cathedral Choir of Men and Girls, the National Gallery of Art, and Magnatune.com for making this radio essay possible. And thank you for listening.